Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 174. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
Having a great night.
Hanging out, having a good time.
We are. I'd have to concur with the two opinions of you guys, you rascals.
Rascals?
How's your evening going there, Todd?
Thanks, Nate, for asking. It's going great.
Oh, I forgot to ask.
I always ask.
I know.
You never ask.
You know why?
Or not Todd. Sean. It's getting late.
That's all right. He still asked.
I was just going to tell you to
it's get because that, you care.
Get that brown off your nose.
Let me write this down. Nate.
More zeros.
Buck. No, I really did write Nate zeros.
That's how you do it, Sean.
Sorry. You're doing okay? I was just wanting to beat Nate. That's all I had.
Sean
on my
less
mind.
Zeros for following up the Nate compliment, which it wasn't sincere. So you've lost zeros for that.
Dang.
No, I am having a good night and a good week. And hey, we just had a great guest chat, right?
So we did.
We're not going to mention it.
No,
we're not going to mention it. It'll be next week. So
super
hold on,
surprise.
Creepies.
It's a treat.
That's right. It is a treat. Yes, we are having a great time, and let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay,
Sean, what are we going to talk about?
This is your pick, and it is on something extraordinarily special. It is the Puckwudgie, and if interested,
Wudgie?
I don't know how is that how you say it?
Puckwudgie.
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 Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
I always yeah. So you know me in the English language, and if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. Do you think the Puckwudgies are going to come out? Did I say it wrong that time?
Yeah. Wudgies.
Puckwudgies.
Puckwudgies.
Puckwudgie.
Like it's a wedgie. It's the same puck. Rhymes. Puck. It's puck and wudge.
Puckwudgie. Am I still not saying it right?
Puckwudgie.
Puck.
Wudgie. There you go. Not Wudgie.
I don't know why. Wu-Tang Clan? No. Dang it. Clan? Whatever. I don't know. I just can't get it right.
All right. So let's just move on to the foundation. How about that?
I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. A Puckwudgie, I'm saying it very carefully. I know. Also spelled, now this is going to mess it all up, is Puckwudgie. Another spelling is Puck, puke, Wujinjinee is translated, I'm totally screwing that up, is translated by Henry Schoolcraft as little wild man of the woods that vanishes. Why didn't they just say that? Is a human-like creature of Wampanoag folklore found in Delaware, Prince Edward Island, and parts of Indiana, hey, yep. Shout out, and Massachusetts, sometimes said to be 2 or 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Little
mm-hmm.
tiny guys.
It kind of gave me goosebumps, Indiana and Massachusetts.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
one
right?
One of my favorite states.
Dave Domi out there.
That's right.
He's going to be so
shout
excited.
Out to Dave.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to start out since this is my topic pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little Indiana flavor here. So probably unknown to most Hoosiers in Indiana, in Indiana's rich history with cryptids, animals that claim to exist but have never been proven. With Halloween just around the corner, now is the best time to learn about the 3-foot-tall creature lurking in the forest.
Lurking.
Near you. You like that word?
I do.
Many indigenous people have legends of the Puckwudgies, but one of the most popular places to see them is at the Mound State Park in Anderson, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
These Puckwudgies come from the legends of the Lenape? Lenape? I'm not sure. No, that I don't know. Lenape, Delaware. People who lived in Indiana long before white settlers. The Puckwudgies are said to be 2 to 3 feet tall, goblin-like creatures that lurk in the forest. They transform into animals and use their mischievous ways for their own good. How about that?
I like it. Mm-hmm. I used to walk around the Anderson Mounds. And
Go ahead.
It's really no, it's just a neat area.
Let me finish off real quick this
sure.
second paragraph here. It says, author and amateur archaeologist Paul Startzman claims to have encountered the Puckwudgies numerous times, writing his experiences and the experiences of others in his book, The Puckwudgies of Indiana. Startzman's first encounter with the Puckwudgies was in 1927 when he was only 10 years old. Startzman says that when he was hiking along a trail in the park, he suddenly saw a little man half his size. The little man had dull blonde hair that covered his head like a helmet, which left his round ears to protrude. It says Paul Startzman interviewed many Hoosiers who had encountered the Puckwudgies in their lives. There you go.
So, they just sound so cute.
I know.
But they're not.
No. They're little boogers.
They are little boogers. Mm-hmm.
Little boogers, Nate.
I have some traits and abilities.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Please share.
They can appear and disappear at will. They can transform into walking porcupine. It looks like a porcupine from the back, and the front is half troll, half human, and walks upright. They can attack people and lure them to their deaths. They are able to use magic. They have poison arrows. They can create fire at will. And puck wedgies control Tai Pai Wonkas, which are believed to be the souls of Native Americans they have killed.
Tai Pai Wonkas?
I thought you said Tide Pod.
I did too at first. No, I thought you were going to say Tai Pai.
Uh-huh.
Tai Pai Wonkas.
It might be Tai Pai Wonkas. TEIPAIWANKAS.
I only know Willy Wonka's.
Yeah, I almost said Taipei or Taipei. I don't know. Let's go with what you said. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
A little shapeshifter, little boogers, huh?
Yeah. It says Native Americans believe that Pukwudgies were once friendly to humans, but then turned against them and are best left alone. According to lore, a person who annoyed a Pukwudgie would be subject to nasty tricks by it or subject to being followed by it, and whoever would cause the trouble for them. They are known to kidnap people, push them off cliffs, attack their victims with short knives and spears, and use sand to blind their victims.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice of them?
A little sand in
take
the
this. Yeah, that's a low blow, man.
Ask the, are Pukwudgies dangerous? Says, although they are only small creatures, legend says Pukwudgies are very dangerous animals. If you encounter a Pukwudgie, leave it be. Pukwudgies are still bitter about past grievances with humans and can cause all sorts of problems if you bother them. If you leave them alone, at worst, they'll mess with you a little. Says they are tricksters, after all. But
but tricksters,
if, but if you piss them off, and you could be facing serious or fatal injury, as they may have magical abilities, poison arrows, and have been known to kidnap people and lure people to their deaths. So don't tick them off.
Mm-mm.
So write that down. Don't tick off a Pukwudgie.
So. Just let the little fellers be on their own.
Do you think they hang out with the Ursinrat?
Yeah.
I bet they visit. Yeah. They you know, get together and create mischief.
Forgot about that one. That was mine, too.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, you get all the creepy ones.
You know, and they said there's no, so far, no authenticated real Pukwudgie photos, just artwork.
What?
Of what they look like. I know, I can't believe that.
You sure?
That's what it says, John. So, anyway, yeah. Oh, the pronunciation of Pukwudgie is typically pronounced, yeah, Pukwudgie.
Wudgie?
Or informal diacritics can be represented as Pukwudgie.
Oh, see, now we're all butchering it, right?
Yeah, and that's funny because I spelled it with a C, like it was puke. A hockey puck.
Yeah.
A hockey puck wudgie.
Puck! Pukwudgies are said to be the enemies of culture heroes. The giant Musop, I guess that's how you say it, and his wife Granny Squanet, right? What? One story from Wampanoag folklore explains that they began causing mischief and tormenting the natives out of jealousy of the devotion and affection affection the natives had for Mossop, who eventually exiled them to different parts of North America. The Pukwudgies have since been hostile to humans and took revenge by killing Mossop's 5 sons. Some variations even suggest they killed Mossop himself.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or what was his name again?
Mossop.
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 Poor Mossop.
Poor man.
And when you do anything, don't Mossop.
Right. Oh, there was your... That's a wrap.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Nate, you can use that. He's got one better. You know he does.
Probably.
Yeah, it looks like it was... They used the... Pukwudgie in the Harry Potter movies.
I did see that, but I didn't read much about it. Do you have some?
The only thing I can think of is there's like these little bookkeeper little troll things.
Oh, yeah, when they kind of first...
Yeah. Dobby? No. It wouldn't have been Dobby.
I can picture him.
Yeah, because it was who... It's
yeah,
what,
like little glasses on.
Warwick Davis played.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's a little puck wedgie.
Are those not pictures? I'm pretty sure they're doctored. But if you didn't know that was doctored, wouldn't you think that's like... It looks like a porcupine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. That's what they kind of portray him
I
as.
I think it's just a porcupine. But that's maybe a pork wedgie.
A pork wedgie.
Pork wedgie. That's awesome.
See, when a puck wedgie
mixes with a pork rind.
Like each other. You get a pork wedgie.
Pork wedgie.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Scandalous.
It's just family friendly, but I just had to go there. It was too good. It was sitting right there, and I had to... It was sitting on a tee. You know, Mama... share a puck wedgie sighting in Massachusetts.
Ooh, nice.
So, anyway, talks about a woman named Mary. She lives in Norwell, and she was taking care of a friend's large Labrador retriever while their friend was traveling. The dog would wake up Mary every morning between 4 and 5 a.m. to take it for a walk. Mary would usually bring the dog to a small nearby watershed, a patch of woods and a swamp, for its morning preambulation. You like that? Mary and the dog went on these early morning walks for a few weeks without anything strange happening, but that changed on March 1st. It was pitch black, and as they walked on a road near the watershed, the dog stopped in his tracks and let out a low growl. Had it seen a raccoon or maybe a coyote? Feeling nervous about being alone in the dark with a wild animal nearby, Mary looked around to see what startled the dog. It was not a raccoon or a coyote. It was something much stranger. Crouched near the woods was a small humanoid creature. It was covered in what looked like matted black fur. Mary thought the creature stared at her with glowing green eyes, but isn't sure if she just imagined this detail. Whatever the creature was, it was something she had never seen before. She and the dog ran home. I'm going to let the creepies read more of that story, but how about that?
That's good.
Yeah. Hmm.
There were some really good ones in Massachusetts that says Freetown State Forest. Many reported sightings coming from this forest, located in Fall River, Freetown, in Lakeville, Massachusetts. The forest is already infamous due to its connection to the Lizzie Borden axe murders. There's also Native American folklore in Massachusetts that Puckwudgies are part of Native American folklore, specifically from the Wampanoag tribe, which we talked about. They are considered spirits of the forest, known for their mischievous behavior and ability to shapeshift. It also talks about a man who claimed to have seen a Puckwudgie with fur, glowing red eyes, and a wolf-like nose. And then there was another woman who reported being pestered by them, and they would tap on her window at night. Now, that's super creepy.
It is.
And then I did not realize this. I'm not too up on my Harry Potter, but there are Puckwudgies that appear in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series as a symbol and house at Livermorny School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. So all of you Harry Potter people out there will love that. And it says that this is one of the many urban legends and cryptids that are out there in Massachusetts alongside of Bigfoot and the Jersey Devil.
You know, Nate already said that about the Harry Potter.
Oh, no, I didn't. I totally missed that.
Just giving you a
hard
time.
Did you? Dang it.
You
spaced
out.
Yep.
I knew you didn't listen to me.
Sorry. Now you know. Now you have proof. Dang it. Nate, I try not to do that.
I knew you didn't listen to me.
So
that's all right.
You
though.
Know,
but you gave good information. Other than that,
We have duplicated it. But that if I do that and I'm not listening to you, then I'm looking for something really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing.
But he didn't. So he was just. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he did.
That was good. No, that was.
He
good.
Did elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah,
I was on one of the house's flags or whatever banners.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, everybody out there that loves Harry Potter is going to be like, yes, they mentioned it twice.
What are the Harry Potter fans called? Are they called anything?
Potters? I don't know. Harry's.
Harry's.
I don't
Harry's.
Know.
Harry.
Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
What you got, Nate? Anything on the Puck Wedgie?
Nothing more than what we've already discussed.
Well,
I hear you. I don't want to run into one.
No.
I don't really care to be picked on.
Well, you want to hear that something that you might befriend them with, or at least make them not
chocolate
kill you. Beer and meat.
Oh,
that makes sense.
So in this story here, or not story, but this website, there's these are from 2023, pretty recent. They're all anonymous. They don't want to give their names, but it says, so-called puck wedgies exist everywhere. Gifts of beer or meat are often appreciated. Do not fear the little ones, but don't tick them off. And this one says, they are everywhere. I've seen them in Arizona and Colorado. Said, was always happy he was smiling at me. Hmm. And then here's the third one. This is also what you can offer them to, I guess, keep them on your good side. Or you on their good side. Bread, booze, milk, and honey. Those are the standards. So bread, booze, milk, and honey.
Hmm.
Sounds like it goes together real well.
So
in this discussion that I saw several places that talked about, when you talk about these puckwudgies, mm-hmm. that it's very, it goes along with another cryptid that we talked about, was the red caps.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So little, yeah, they are little heathens that can, and they can be cute and cuddly and whatever, but they'll also kill you, you know, in cold blood.
You know the story I read about Mary taking her dog out, or her friend's Labrador, for the walk?
Nate read that one, too.
Huh?
I'm teasing. I thought you were going to say,
what?
You know that story I read? Nate read that one, too.
No. That's right. This guy says, off of that story, he says it sounds like a juvenile Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says the adults let the juveniles play with unarmed humans. Don't go up and see. It says, the adults let the juveniles play with the unarmed humans. Don't go back out there with a gun. The juveniles will retreat and the big ones will come out because now you're a threat. Ooh, so there's a little word of warning for a little Sasquatch.
Stay back.
Yeah, so.
Far away, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's the puck wedgie. You got anything else on it? And before we...
I think we want to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that fair?
I wonder if they can shoot their quills like porcupines.
Oh, that'd be
like,
awesome.
Critters.
Ooh, Critters. Man, that's a movie I haven't seen forever. It's a good one.
Porcupines gets me too close to thinking about hedgehogs. And hedgehogs gets me... start thinking about things that are inappropriate.
That's right.
So we should shut this down. Yeah, we should shut this down.
I already pushed it with the pork wedgie joke.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, that was fun to talk about these little boogers. Nate, what do you have for us, sir?
The puck stops here. That's a wrap.
I knew it. I knew he'd come through.
It's good stuff.
I liked mine, though, too. It was pretty good. I don't even know what I said. Hey, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 174 and our discussion on the mischievous puck wedgie. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.